back to the Green Tea Podcast.
Woohoo.
Wow, we've been doing this for quite some time now.
Yes, we have.
To be honest. We are drinking tea today. Shocker.
Finally.
I have a passion orange tea from my mom from Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I haven't tried it yet, but I'm excited for caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Faith, what are you drinking?
I am drinking an orange blossom tea. It's really delicious. I haven't had a sip of this yet, but I have had this tea before.
It's like,
and it's really yummy.
We just got our tea.
It's very hot. Just poured it. Boiling hot.
Yeah. I got a black tea. Maybe we should have done green tea, but I'm enjoying the black tea vibes right now.
Yeah.
I think it's wintery.
I agree. Because yours also has like orangey, like mm-hmm. orange zest or something in that. So we all mm-hmm. have like a little bit of orange going on. And I think that's very Christmassy and wintery.
I love Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I've been loving the Christmas vibes recently. Okay.
It's fun. I've been getting more into it.
I think we're just going to dive right in. Thomas?
Yeah.
What do you have for us?
Hello, chat. Hello, everybody listening. It's been good. It's been chill. December's been fun. I hope everyone's December is going well. I've been playing. I got a new game.
What'd you get?
I bought Planet Zoo.
Oh!
So that's what I've been up to recently.
Is that the one I told you about?
Yeah. I think...
No, I thought mine was Build a Zoo.
No, I think yours was Planet Zoo that you brought up. But I had already seen it before. I just never bought it. And it was... I had been told before that it was like Zoo Tycoon.
I love Zoo Tycoon.
Which that we also talked about together. But yeah, it's Planet Zoo. You build your own zoo. You have to like maintain all the financials and the research studying and the animals' health care and welfare.
Oh, that's cool.
Is it it's on your a little PC hard. Yeah, okay. It's on my PC. It's a little hard to maneuver at the beginning to understand everything that's going on because they throw you into like a little practice zoo, like someone else's zoo, and they're like, okay, this is how we, you know, take care of the animals and stuff. And if something's going wrong, this is how you find out what's wrong and how to fix it. And then they just throw you into a plot of land to make you build your own zoo. But it is fun because you could like build the barriers however you want. And,
yes. Okay, yeah. That is like Zoo Tycoon.
Very like Sims.
Yeah, yeah, because you were supposed to, yeah, like build all their habitats and like enclosures and stuff. Exactly. Yeah,
and you're liking it?
I am a lot.
How? When did you get it?
Like a couple of days ago now. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Nice. I love a new game.
I love a new game.
Yeah. I've been still Stardew Valley every day. I play at least one day of Stardew Valley every day of my life.
I was just playing. I went to go pick up Rose at work to come here, and I just brought my Switch and I played Stardew Valley.
Mm-hmm. And I have gotten so many of my coworkers to buy it. I think I got like mm-hmm. two of them to buy it and somebody else were trying to get. And then my coworker Holly bought a whole entire Switch to play it on. And I see her on there every time. Every time I log on, she's already on.
I know. I like seeing you log on when I'm already
me
on.
Me too. I feel like I never log
on. Can
we
add Holly to our farm? Can we like buy another little... house,
I think
cabin.
So.
We can buy
cabin, I know that we
right?
can go to Robin's and yeah. do it, so we could probably add her.
Yeah.
Are you on your own farms? Do you guys have like your whole house fully built?
No, I have
no,
one room.
I have on my new one. Yeah, I just upgraded to the kitchen, and that's all
yeah.
I have so far.
Wow. And it took me so long. I was focusing on everything else. I lived in
things
a studio.
Things are expensive, and you don't have any money in the beginning.
I know, and I obviously want to focus on like buying things that are going to bring me income.
Yeah. No, like I just upgraded to the deluxe coop so that I could get rabbits. And it was like 20,000 gold. So then I dropped down to like, I had like 1,000 left over. It was crazy. Or like
I'm a millionaire. The next thing I'm going to do on my personal farm is build Pam a house.
Yeah, I have to do that too. Yeah. But is that on your one that you just started?
My PC, no, my
original
farm.
Oh, okay, on your
original
game.
Farm,
okay, yeah. Because sometimes I go back into my like my farm that I already have where I have everything. So
exactly.
I can just like dig around.
Really?
Yeah.
You have everything in the other one? Is it
not
perfection?
Not everything. I haven't reached perfection. I still would like to, though.
Is your house built on that one?
Oh, yeah. I got my whole house. I got married. I have a little baby. I have both my coop and my barn are full. I want to get the obelisks. I have a little Junimo hut, so they, like, pick my crops for me.
Ooh.
But they only do, like, half of it, and they don't come out when it rains. So I think I want to build another one so that the other side of my farm mm-hmm, will get mm-hmm. harvested.
<So funny.
laughs> But I have all those. I've done, like, a lot of the quests on
the
message board. My farm?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll show it to you, girl. You can see it.
Now that I have a better understanding of the game,
I feel like I wish you guys could see my farm.
I want to see yours. I want to see yours because you've been
on my computer, I guess.
Yeah, because you've been working on yours for a really long time, and I want to see it. And I love talking to Rose about Stardew because I feel like anytime I mention something, she's like, you can do that.
Yeah.
And
I'm
like, yes. That's what I was going to say about my coworker,
because I Google
Brad,
a lot.
And he's been playing it for so many years and has it on different platforms and everything. But I told him about the update. So he started a new farm.
Nice.
And so then we've been playing with each other. Not with each other, but like we've been playing the game alongside each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so fun. And also, like, it's so interesting to see what people focus on first.
Yeah.
You know, and like what they're doing
it
and where
fun.
I'm at and what's going. I don't know. It's just so interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Stardew Valley, guys, I bought it a really long time ago and I couldn't get into it. And I wish I would have just like stuck it through for like one more day, because I feel like every day you unlock little things. And then my last save had like less than 20 hours on it.
Wow.
And I'm like, girl, you've done nothing.
Yeah.
You've done nothing.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm so glad that you're getting back into it, because I was trying to talk, when I picked her up today, I was trying to talk to her about Ginger Island, Thomas, and she was like, I haven't gotten any Ginger Island. And I was like, you have so much coming for you. And I'm so excited.
It's so,
because that's how you get
exciting.
An ostrich egg. And a lot of other things, but also an ostrich egg. Yeah.
And I want a dinosaur egg so bad.
Yeah. You have to go to the desert.
I know.
How far have you gotten in the desert?
I don't know. Like,
I thought you said you got down to like the bottom.
I got down to like 100 or something.
Floor 10. Oh.
In the desert cave?
Yeah.
That one is so hard.
It is really hard. Sorry. I thought maybe we were talking about the original mines.
Because
I thought you'd gotten down really
it.
Far. Okay.
And then the skull cavern, the one over by the quarry.
Yes.
That one's not, you don't go down, right?
No.
You just go back?
Yeah. You just go all the way back and then you get the gold scythe.
Okay, that's what I did. Okay, because when I said I got so far in the Skull Cavern, I think you said what floor, and I was like, am I stupid?
When you said Skull Cavern, I did think that's
you thought I
meant
the desert.
Is that not Skull Cavern?
It might be.
I thought the whole point of cavern.
I think
is
the quarry
it's like
is that's
cave,
like the that's like the quarry
down.
Mine. I don't know, but that's
no,
where you got
you're
to.
Totally
okay,
right,
sorry.
I think.
Either way.
No, but
that's the one that you went in and the one that you didn't.
The one by the quarry does have a skull in there, though.
Okay.
On the sign.
Okay.
So I think they, I mean, I don't know if it's called skull.
Well, now there's a skull inside the desert one, too.
Yeah.
So what now?
So now what?
Yeah. I don't know.
So what now?
But I need to level up in combat. Also, I haven't even unlocked the little cave that says you get in here if you're a master of 5 skills.
Oh, you have to. That's like the one of the later things.
Really?
That's like you have to level up all your skills.
But
to
I'm
get
almost
that.
There.
Okay, we'll
but
get
you're
there.
Not there.
Okay, I have like 3 out of my skills.
Maximum.
No, you got to get all 10.
Yeah,
girl.
It says 3 out. It says 5.
I mean, 10 level.
You have
10
to get
all
5
10.
Of them to level
okay,
10.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, we'll get back to you guys. What's in there?
You get more stuff.
I'm so excited.
What do you mean more stuff?
More you know what
like,
I'm excited
you like
about?
Level up more.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like you can go to like level 15 now, I think, on all that stuff.
And
now.
You get gifts and stuff.
I'm so excited. I'm really excited. Have you guys done the little quest where you put a bunch of hardwood on that little stump down at the bottom and then raccoons move in?
Mm-hmm. I have a raccoon, but
so
he hasn't
fun.
Moved in yet. I have to give him crawfish and smoke salmon.
Yes, that took
Which
me a while because I had to, because I really like smoking fish. I do it every night now because it sells for more money. Mm-hmm. And I just sit there and it doesn't take that long. So I just sit there and I do that and then I like go forage some stuff or like
That's
cut some
crazy.
Grass.
I've never smoked fish.
It's
before.
Really fun. And
also, I used to
it
have
took
so
me
many
a while
crawfish,
though.
And I just keep selling them and now I need them and I can't find any, of course.
Yeah.
None of
you
my
have crab
pots. I do, but none of them give me crawfish.
Yeah.
Where
the nice thing too
them?
Is I like that you have the bait. There's bait
Ooh,
now.
They do give me crawfish, just not when I need them is all I'm saying. Okay. Like I know where to get them.
You gotta put a lot in your ocean.
I don't
lot.
Like I don't like doing a
you
lot.
Put
I have
a
like
lot.
5 and I don't like getting them. Why do you do that?
You gotta put like more.
Why?
Just
it's
for like
because
variety.
I don't like to carry the bait around with me, so I have to take it out of my fishing pole and it's just like so many buttons.
Yeah. That's fair.
It's like 2 extra. Okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, right, it's right, a lot.
It
takes
you exactly 1 second.
Yeah, and it's annoying. It's a 1 second that I could be on my horse riding away to something else.
You could put like chests on the dock.
Yeah, I just built another shipping box on my farm, which is so
nice.
Helpful.
You know what?
I have
on
one
my...
by my house, one by my mushroom cave, and now one over by my barn.
Your shipping
animals.
Bin? That's smart.
That's
I, don't,
good.
I haven't built any other.
And they are on demand. As soon as you give them to her, she just builds it. They come pre-assembled.
Nice.
I like that.
So you don't have to wait.
I love it when you can
Robin.
Build something like that. I did build in my first save. I got the purple turtle pet. She was expensive, but she was worth it. Mm-hmm. And I named her Joni, J O N I, like Joni Mitchell.
I changed Sorry.
Well, I was going to say the other thing that's fun about it is that my first pet was a dog, and I named the dog Pony because I think that's funny. So now I have two pets, and they're named Pony and Joni.
Yeah.
Isn't that so cute?
I named one of my bunnies Linus, but then I remember that there's a Linus in the game, so I was like, that's weird. So I changed it to Wilson, and then I'm going to get another bunny named Jackie.
Cute. And I love that. I really like that.
It's a Hozier song.
Oh, okay. You saw I look confused.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's like, I don't give up.
I don't know. Yeah.
Also, the last podcast episode was like all wicked. I was listening to it and I was like, damn.
Dude, when I was editing it, first of all, I talked y'all's ear off because I literally couldn't stop talking about my birthday for like 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. I was like, my God, can we move on? But there was a lot for me to say. But then, yeah, the whole thing, the whole rest of it was wicked. And honestly, period. No, and now I've seen
it. And it was a good conversation.
It was a great conversation.
And I was like, wow, we sound so smart.
And I've seen it a second time since then. And Thomas has seen it like four times.
I've seen it the one, but it was really
That's
good.
That's okay.
People keep asking me to go back to it, and I'm like, well, I'm not down.
Okay, you'll go to Wicked for a fifth time, but you won't go to Hemo with us?
I don't pay for my ticket for Wicked if it's at AMC.
Oh.
I think.
Oh my well, gosh, that's wait, different.
Also, if you guys are done with Stardew. I'm moving.
Yeah!
I haven't told the podcast yet.
Yeah, tell the podcast.
Oh my gosh. So I have been commuting to work like 30 to 45 minutes to an hour, honestly, sometimes.
Yeah.
Every single day because I got a job in Pasadena, and then after Austin and I got married, it kind of just worked out for us to live in like a place that was a little bit further away. And so I've been commuting, and it hasn't been like the worst thing in the world, but it is annoying. So we got really lucky, and my dad had some connections, as he does, and we are moving to the studio. No, we're moving so much closer to my job, and it's going to be like an actual like little house. I have a little
and it's really cute. She just gave us a tour today.
Yeah, and I took Thomas and Faith there today. We just went for like 5 minutes and looked around. And so Austin and I are moving at the end of this month, which is crazy because I have moved the week between Christmas and the New Year before. I've done that before, and I was like, wow, yeah. I'm never doing that again. That was terrible. And here we are doing it again. I don't know why that's how it always works out, because also both times that like it's happened, it hasn't really been like my doing. Like, yeah. We need to move out this month, or this is when my lease is up. It's always just like happened like that. Mm-hmm. Like it just, I don't know. And it's so annoying because for one, obviously Christmas and shopping for Christmas and all that stuff. And then Thomas's birthday is also right there. And my friend Joey's birthday is also right there. Oh. And then it's the New Year. And I remember the last time that I was moving, Thomas, I went to your house for New Year's Eve. Mm. And so then I stayed up and like went home at 1 a.m. And then I opened the next day.
Oh my
God.
Then
after I opened, I had to go back to my old apartment and clean for like 5 hours. I was the most tired I'd probably ever been in my life.
I do remember that, yeah.
I got zero sleep, I worked a full shift, and then I cleaned a whole apartment.
Club. Another club.
It was terrible. Anyways, I'm doing it again. I don't think it'll be nearly as bad. I'm moving a shorter distance, and I have more help this time, and the new house.
And moving into a bigger space.
Moving into a bigger space, and the new house, there's not, like, stairs, and there's not like there's not a really long way between where the car is going to be and where the front door is, so it won't be like we have to like walk a mile between each trip, you know? So I'm like, I have high hopes. My fingers are crossed.
It's gonna be good.
I'm hoping it all works out.
I'm very excited for you. You're upgrading.
So we're moving, and I'm so excited to be closer to my friends and closer to my family and closer to my job and closer to my entire life, because it's like I had been living my life up here, and then I would go down there and sleep.
Yep. and we're neighbors again.
When neighbors again, I neighbors again with actually all of you, I'm saying.
In the same town.
Everybody who lives here.
Not like actually neighbors, but yes.
Not next door neighbors, but still neighbors.
Yeah. I know some, and there's a family I know that lives like a block away. I'm like, perfect. If I ever need sugar, knock on your door. They're actually so nice. I love them.
Aw, good.
Anyways, I'm really excited about that.
Yay.
And also, Austin is transferring to a different store to be closer.
Oh, yeah. Was his first day there today?
Today.
Okay.
He's there right now.
Yeah. So, okay, nice.
And I think he already met the new manager and said she was so nice.
I was going to say, any updates? Sounds good so far.
I think.
So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And also, I picked up a shift on Friday, if you guys were wondering.
I was. Thank you.
So yeah, super excited about moving. I've also been thinking a lot about the new year, and I have a journal that I've been filling out.
I finally ordered a planner that I'm really excited for too.
I've been looking at planners.
I'll show you what I got later.
I would love to know, because I've been looking at a bunch of different websites, but I feel like I'm very specific about my planners.
Me too. I was like annoyed because I was like, I don't want to go to a place and then make them help me, because I feel like they're going to show me a bunch of stuff and I'm going to be like, no. And then be so annoying and like not get the things that they want for me. So I just wanted to look online.
And I bought a big planner at the beginning of the academic year, and it's, I don't know why I did that, because it's not convenient. It's too much to write out. Like I don't want to just like throw it in my bag and take it with me. I need to like sit down and I don't know. It's a whole thing. So I feel like I would like to get a smaller one to start the new year off with.
Yeah. And you're not a small notebook girl. We've had this conversation before.
I don't want like a big one or like a tiny.
Yeah.
I want like a mid-size. Yeah. You know what I am? I'm a mid-sized notebook girl. And that's my truth. And that's my truth. I don't like a tiny notebook.
Yeah.
I could do like a big sketchbook or something, not a big notebook.
That's fair.
It's just too not convenient. Because I like to take my crafting on the road with me. Yeah.
You like to be portable.
Yeah. Okay. I try to.
Nice. Thomas, I want to know what you had planned for discussion.
Oh, what else I had to talk about? Mm-hmm. You know what podcast I've been listening to?
I would love to know.
No, what podcast have you been listening to?
Trisha Paytas and Tana Mojo's podcast, Not Loveline, where they get calls from people about their relationships and stuff.
Oh, fun.
And people will call in and be like, so this guy stabbed me once, and like, should I still stay with him?
Oh my God.
I don't know what the show Loveline is about or anything like that, but they're doing like a spin on that where people like same vibe call in to like ask for advice and stuff. Mm. And listening to them, because they're two people that I think have been the most problematic, crazy, chaotic people. It's called Loveline. Dateline is something else. Dateline's like the murder one. No.
Yeah, my parents watched Dateline.
All No. That's something different. But yeah, they're like the two most like chaotic people who have like done so much and have had so much go on in their lives.
Yeah.
That is kind of interesting to hear
them.
They both
kind of live their life on the internet.
Yeah, because it's like, it's also very real for girls to be in situations that are dangerous and bad for them. So to hear people call in that like sound like they're always like, that sounds like someone that I would have been in my younger years.
Oh my gosh. Have you guys been staying up to date with the Brianna Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan situation?
I don't know who either of
those people first are. Of all, I'm not up to date because I didn't have any knowledge of that to begin with. Okay. So
well, Zach Bryan is a favorite. He's one of my favorites.
Your favorite.
Not anymore.
Oh.
He was a very famous country music artist, and he started dating this girl named Brianna.
Yeah.
And her like internet name is Brianna Chicken Fry, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And she works for what's that sports thing that everybody watches where they put together? Barstool.
Okay.
She worked for Barstool and did social media with them and stuff for a really long time. And so they started dating, and they were together for about like a year and a half, and then they broke up, and Zach Bryan offered her like a $200 million contract to sign an NDA.
Red flag.
To not talk about their relationship.
Ew.
And she didn't sign it.
Good.
Because she has enough money. Also, maybe that was the incorrect amount. I will get back to you.
I was going to say, if it was $200 million and she didn't sign it, that must mean something
crazy. It was several million.
Okay.
I know that for sure.
Okay.
Several million. I don't know. Maybe it was $23 million.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just feel like to start off offering that much money, it's like, you know, something
went
down.
Yeah, so he offered her an NDA and she didn't sign it. She was like, I don't need this guy's money. Like, I'm fine. I was famous before I met you. Like, blah, blah, blah. And she's been talking about what a narcissistic abuser he was. And she hasn't released them because she thinks that a lot of it would be embarrassing to herself and her friends and stuff as well. Like, there's reasons why she hasn't released it, but she has videos of him like yelling at her and yelling at her friends and throwing things at her and being just a terrible person. And she said that she recently talked to his ex-wife.
Ooh.
And said that she felt so seen and
heard.
Oh my gosh. This is like the third girl that he's dated for a year and a half and then dumped them. And he's just like a crazy, crazy person.
Ew.
So she's been going. She just went on like the Call Her Daddy podcast and talked about what it's like to heal from a narcissistic abuser and stuff from that. And she's doing a lot of good work. And like,
yeah, good for her.
Because I'm sure, I think the two girls before obviously like signed the NDA and needed the money for their family or just thought like, whatever, he's famous. But Brianna's like coming forward and talking to people and offering resources. And I'm so proud of her. And also like, I hate him. And he was like, his songs are in like my top 100.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
he's one of your big ones.
He has really good music, but he's a terrible person. So
yeah, Ain't that some shit?
Doesn't that suck?
Yeah. I'm so sorry for your loss.
No, it's okay. It's fine. It wasn't a loss.
Okay, good.
It was a win.
Okay, for sure.
Because I feel like, yeah, I lost Zach, but I gained Brianna.
Okay, period.
Because before it was just like, oh, that's Zach's girlfriend. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't think twice of her, but now I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, now you know tortured some story. Oh my god.
Soul. We love you so much. And also one of his favorite famous lines in his songs is "How lucky are we?" And mm-hmm. I think she has that like tattooed or something. And everybody's saying, "How lucky is Brie to get out of that situation?"
Oh.
I'll shut up.
Okay.
I'm gonna sit back.
I'm like, that's just an unfortunate thing to have tattooed on you.
How lucky is Brie?
Yeah, men are horrible. Don't date them.
Period.
You're dating one.
That's true.
That's she said, and that's my business.
Not if you're a woman, don't date them.
Okay, there it is.
Are you excited for your birthday?
Did no. you have something else to say?
Oh, no? Well, I was gonna be like, I was gonna tell you this off air, but I don't think I'm gonna do anything for my birthday after all. I think I chose not to. I'm choosing not to do anything.
But you're still going to see Wicked.
Yeah, but that's it.
You don't want to have a party here?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Not well, even maybe dinner? Not like party, but like we could hang out.
Sure, we could just celebrate. Do something that we like always
I think
do.
That's what you should
do. I'm going to work on my birthday, though, I believe.
What?
I worked on my birthday.
What?
Yeah.
You guys, no.
I know. It's the first year. I always request it off, but I'm like.
That's crazy. I feel like even if you don't like go out and like have a party or like whatever, you should at least just like rock. Because
I end up like crying every year on my birthday. So it's like.
You have sad girl.
So I'm like, this year I actually have something I want to do and I'm going to go do it. So that's all I need.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's fair. Honestly, I worked on my birthday and it kind of honestly takes some of the pressure off. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. Yeah. I don't need to like come up with a plan of what to do all day. And I know that if I stay home in bed, I'm going to not feel good about myself and my life. Mm-hmm. So if I get up and go to work and I get to see my coworkers and still have a good day.
That's true.
And
I guess.
Then I get to hang out with my family and go out to dinner. Like that's what yeah. I did.
Okay. That's
I mean,
nice.
I obviously had my Oktoberfest as well, but I just mean as far as being on the busy birthday on the actual day. Day.
Yeah.
Because it just feels like so much pressure sometimes. And yeah. if I'm at home alone, I'm like, oh, everybody
yeah.
hates me.
Well, that's why I was busy on my birthday this year, but I liked it because it was like in the morning I went to breakfast with my family, and then I think what did I do
like,
and then I think I like
planned,
hung out yeah. and like I then I had like I had a good old nap and then like had yeah. some dinner and then my friend and I went to a concert and
see,
then
but
we went
like,
out
I knew that I was gonna celebrate my birthday at the Oktoberfest, so I didn't want to fill up my actual birthday with activities because then I'm
that's
like
fair.
Okay, I'm doing
you had some
so
activities
much. Like I already
up.
Have my party
okay
so that's why I feel like working was nice. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to have like, I don't want to like go to Disneyland one day and then celebrate Oktoberfest the next day. You know, I was like, let me have like a good chill day and then go out to dinner.
That's
and
nice.
Then Oktoberfest.
Okay. Nice.
I'm yapping.
No, I agree. That's a great plan.
Yeah.
Town. Okay. So you just want to hang out with us when we bring you gifts. That's fine. Yeah.
I was going to say, I already have, I think all of your birthday and Christmas.
You want to know my truth? Well, I have a lot of gifts for you, too. I have not been able to find the paperback Wicked books anywhere. At Target, they only sell the new movie edition. Mm. And online, it's like only like Amazon doesn't have it. Yeah, I mean, I can go to Barnes & Noble. That's fair. Yeah. I haven't looked.
I just assumed that
but
you're
I just
there
know that that's
going to
be the most expensive option. You know?
Oh, I see.
I was like, Amazon will probably be like half the price. But they don't have the soft cover first one. The only soft cover first one they have is the movie edition. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, well, I can't just give you book two.
By the first one, like, do you mean like the original run of it?
Wicked. The original book.
Yes, but I mean like, do you mean...
No, there's a specific soft cover one that Thomas and I have discussed that has a cutout.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I can't find that one.
Oh, okay.
I'm not talking about like a special. I guess, no, it is special. It's really cute. How many?
It wasn't like limited edition or anything?
No, I don't think so. It was, it was the regular
paperback.
There's
been like new covers since then.
Yes.
Several new covers since then. So I don't know how often they continue making those. But you don't need a... I was going to say, if anything, get me that other version of the original Wicked one. Whatever that special one, that Barnes & Noble edition maybe is. I don't know. Anyway.
I already got it for you.
Period. Oh, so you did... Wait. You found it?
It's a hardcover one, not the soft cover.
Oh.
So I already got you the hardcover.
Period.
It has gold edges. It's so pretty. I want to keep it for myself.
You should keep it.
Oh my gosh.
And I got a 50% off because it was that nice.
That's right. Oh my gosh.
I wrapped it like the other day and I was like, oh, this is such a beautiful family.
Oh my gosh.
I love that.
Okay, I have to say something too then because I was considering getting this for you and I wasn't sure because.
I'm glad we're talking
and
about
I'm
it.
Actually, and I'm actually going to bring it up because there's plenty of other things that are a surprise.
Sure.
But I found a very beautiful copy of The Wizard of Oz and I think it's the first three books in like one volume or whatever and it's a really pretty edition and would you want that because I'm like how many editions of the same
that's
book is
I'm
too
saying.
Many I'm
know,
like would you be annoyed
yeah, yeah.
if you had another one
the, are you open to this or do you just
it's not the same one?
One
that I have the volume
no.
with the first three books
no
interesting
because sure?
like you have a boxed set with the
yeah and the first volume
and it's
has
the
three
and
books.
It has the yeah and it has the hot air balloon on it
with the rainbow yeah
yeah
it's not that okay
is it
period
the black? Is it like,
no.
Oh, I am like collecting them pretty much so
okay,
like
great.
At this point it's like yes
okay,
I do
perfect.
Want them all.
I'll go back to where I saw it and I'll get it for you then.
Well and also like it's just fun to have
yeah
some, like,
and
I
this
have,
this edition it's really pretty
I
you'll really
Harry
like
Potter,
it
like soft covers that came in the box that I went to Target and bought it after I saw the movies and stuff but I want a special edition of Harry Potter so bad
no I'm like if people what, buy books like 20 books that they still haven't even started reading yet. I can buy the books because I think they're pretty.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Yeah. I think that's true.
Or also, it's really fun. Like, it's a fun
yeah.
thing to collect. And
having
it's like
special
an interactive
are...
trinket,
exactly.
basically.
It's true. And it's also like you still can read them and like get their use out of them.
Yeah.
And they're also pretty. And like now you have a bookshelf.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
I think I have
you got to put something on
book.
It.
I don't know which one, but I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
Nice.
But I want like a Harry Potter special edition, mm-hmm. so I had one where like the whole all of the covers line up to be a Hogwarts
oh, yeah.
or something.
Oh yeah, those
I
are
want
pretty.
Them to come out with ones with sprayed edges.
Oh, you know what? I like watching bookbinding videos.
Me too.
They're
you
really
see
fun.
Put together all of the series and create a huge book.
No,
I
haven't seen that.
Bind all of the ACOTAR books together.
Oh wow,
and,
that's
like,
crazy.
Gifted it to somebody. It was so fun.
Was
it
like this tall? It was like 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was insane.
Yeah.
But it was
I
so
liked,
fun.
I just watched one where she did like a Dark Academia like cover of the secret history. And I liked it because I feel like it fit the vibe better than like the regular paperback one.
Really?
Yeah, it was really pretty.
You should send that to me.
Okay, I will.
I read the book, no.
I know.
But here's my thing with The Secret History. And I'll be honest.
Okay.
I think I'm going to read it and it's going to be my favorite book.
Yeah, I think you'll like it.
I think. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think
you'll
I'm sophisticated.
Like it. Yeah.
Think I'm so smart.
Well, we both. From book club, I also feel like some of our favorite ones. This is why book club is so fun because I feel like three of our like favorite books have been like Never Let Me Go, which was like super crazy, like emotional, like. All about like the human spirit and soul and like connection with others. Same with Never,
which is like
I have never
a
known men.
Book, by the way.
Period. I mean, terrible that it's a banned book, but also like great
thank
that
God.
We're like reading
important things.
Important things, yeah, and we still have access to that.
Yeah,
in where we live. But that and then also yeah, I have never known men. Also about like the human condition and what it means to like have community
have
and all that kind of stuff.
Ever read Animal Farm?
No, I actually haven't. I don't think I would. Ever had it assigned.
Me neither. I want to read it so bad. I literally why I told my coworker about Brittany Broski today was because I was talking about her podcast where she talked about Animal Farm.
Okay.
She just read it and then she was talking about it and giving a synopsis and her views and stuff. And for one, she is so smart and it was so it sounded like so well thought out and well put together when she said this. And also I was like, learning is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really gotta read some history books and learn more about politics and what's going on in the world. Like, that's like what life is learning.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
Emotional.
Oh my God. And going back to what I was saying, the other thing that I liked about book club is that those were our two of our favorites, but then also romance, fantasy, dark academia, fantasy was also one of our favorites because we have range.
I think, to be fair, I also think that you liked One Dark Window more than me.
I think that's true, but I don't think any of us like hated it.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Everybody
I feel
was...
like we all rated it like pretty good. Because I feel like we've
didn't
had other
I
books.
I give it like 3.5.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's pretty good.
And I also think like, because we've had other books that we like hated. And we've also had books where like some people hated it, some people loved it. And I feel like this one, generally, we liked it.
I hung out with Lisa on Friday and we were talking about Tender is the Fly.
Mm-hmm. What a crazy book.
I hung out with Lisa. I got my eyes checked and then we... went back to her house and then me, her, and Chad all went and got happy hour sushi.
That's fun.
Their sushi place like just having like a 20-year anniversary sale.
Oh wow!
Everything's happy hour all the time. So we ordered 7 rolls.
And oh my gosh!
All split all of them.
That's fun.
And then they got beer, and it was so fun. And then after that, we went back to Lisa's house, and she helped me with my Notion, which is like,
oh yeah,
yeah, my website to help like track things. And she showed me her Notion, and then she helped me make a Google spreadsheet for my budget next year.
Ooh.
That like automatically subtracts what you're spending and tells you if you're over or under, and like you can budget out the different areas of your life.
Nice.
So then she helped me with that. And we just had like a business meeting.
I love that.
It was like we got sushi and then we had a business meeting. And she was telling me about grad school.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And I love Lisa and I'm seeing her on Friday and Saturday.
Nice.
Also, Jane listens to this. So hi, Jane. That's her mom.
Okay. I was like, who's Jane?
Yeah.
And Jane. We were just talking about
hey,
Lisa.
Hey, Jane. See you on Friday. I mean, Saturday, girl.
Nice. Thomas, I feel like you had more.
Well, I was bringing up Brittany and Tana. I mean, Trisha and Tana.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I was thinking about how, like how you were saying that about Brittany being smart and, like, education's important and stuff. I'm always just like, I can't bring myself to ever hate on young women because there's so much that's purposely, like, obstructed in how they view life that... I think when I see Trisha and Tana talk about, like, their past and stuff, it's always like, wow, they have grown and they have, like, seen people, like, live their lives in a more healthy way. And it's crazy to see how people change.
I think so, too. Yeah. I've heard Trisha talk about how she was, like, homeless and how men have... Okay, how she's talked about struggling and where she grew
with
up.
Homelessness and
how,
drugs and men and,
yeah. Yeah, drugs and how she was just doing whatever she could to survive. And... did she make terrible choices? Yes. But she was also, like, on drugs and homeless, and people were abusing her. And
which, like, gives sort of a window into whenever I, like, joke about, yeah, I believe in women's wrongs. But it's, like, what I'm saying is that just because Trisha could be a bad person but still deserve to, like, have a good life and
absolutely.
To, like, find...
Moses and find have
that,
her
yeah.
kids and, like, have
find
what
her path
she wanted,
and find
you
her,
know?
Find her voice and stuff
yeah,
like
no,
that.
That's,
you know? Yeah,
no, that's a really... Thomas, that was really beautiful.
Yeah, and watching them talk to her.
Is she a bad person and is she perfect? No, and maybe she doesn't deserve the platform that she has, but like at the end of the day, she has learned.
And now she has this platform where she does take calls. They do take calls from young girls and they actually give them advice about, like, you know what? You're not crazy. That's how I felt at one point. This is how I'm learning to deal with it now as I'm still learning and growing and evolving. Yeah. It's like young girls are so like in need of. Not just a role model, because I think a lot of women will look at that and be like, well, this is what you should be doing because I'm better than everyone. And there's a lot of entitlement and putting yourself on a pedestal in that kind of way. So that when it does come from someone who's struggled a lot and like has that life, it's like, wow.
Who was in that position.
Yeah. It's like,
and who's on the other side.
Yeah. It comes, it comes out better. I can understand that and hear
it. Honestly, like, I don't know how like in depth that show goes if they just talk about this person and then move on, but also like Tana and Trisha both have resources and connections to be able to also get these girls out of those places.
Oh yeah,
if like a homeless girl calls and she like seriously needs help, Trisha could be like, here's like actually like a shelter and here's people that I know and here's a place to I don't know, like,
and I think
I hope that they're doing that to some degree, because if you have a platform and if your podcast is about talking to people in rough situations, help them.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I think also there's like a big difference between like, you know, being a bad person and like being in a really difficult situation, just because like sometimes you're in a situation where like it's hard to like be quote unquote like a good person, you know, like because you're doing something to survive, like you're trying to cope with things and like literally survive.
Well, yeah, good person to
and
us
I feel
is
like,
different than good person to them.
Okay, I don't know if that's where I was going, but I like that.
Yeah.
That's fair. I think also just, like, there's, like, degrees to it because, like, yeah, like, a good person, like, in our situation might do these things, but a good person in that situation might look very different just because it's, like, you're trying to survive. You're not doing, like, I'm trying to do good for the world. It's, like,
you're trying to find your next meal.
Yeah. It's, like, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I feel like I've been thinking about that a lot lately because... I think that at the point that I am in my life, I'm very much at the tippy top of, like, my pyramid because, like, I have shelter, I have food, I have, like, clean clothes, I have community, I have, like, my family, and I also have, like, I'm able to, like, be in a place where I get a lot of things that are gravy. Like, I have, like, musical instruments that I can use to, like, fuel my passions. And, like, I have you guys and we have our little podcast. And, like, all that stuff is, like, extra compared to, like, our basic human needs. And I feel like that leads to a very different place talking about, like, ethics and, like, morality as opposed to, like, someone who maybe doesn't have the basics of the hierarchy of need and, like, you know, doesn't have clean clothes or doesn't have, you know, access to those kinds of things too. And so it's like, I don't think there's anything inherently bad or good about a person in a situation where they're trying to survive. And so I feel like that's also how I feel about like them having access to, like, oh, they're like talking to people, like taking calls about like people in difficult situations. Like, I do feel like it's great that they've been I wasn't going to phrase that right. Yeah. It's not great that they've been through that, but it is good that they have an understanding of, like, what they needed at the time and, like, now have the ability to give that exactly. to other people, too. Because yeah. I feel like that's important if you're going to have a platform like that, and especially even, like, to talk about situations that you've been through and be vocal about the fact that you've, like, grown from that. It's, I think, important. And also to say, like, we're going to help people with that, to, like, back that up with access, giving people access to things like that that they need. Thomas?
Yeah, I agree. And I think that a lot of it, because even if it's not under the guise of, like, or I think it's, like, yes, they're helping people, but I think a lot of it, too, that I appreciate is that it's them being, like, sometimes you gotta feel that emotion, you gotta go the crazy round, you gotta experience life, and you gotta learn from it yourself. You gotta play with the matches until you get burnt sometimes. And I'm like, yeah, we should give kids more matches.
right.
No, but yeah, I appreciate the look into living life in a different situation and how people actually react to that.
Yeah.
In a place that's not privileged. Yeah. Or from a perspective that's not privileged.
Yeah. From the first person point of view
so
much.
Of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that so much more than listening to someone talk about, like, a self-help book. It's like, no, tell me about how you messed up, actually.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that's true, because that's, I feel like memoirs. Stuff like that is, like, I think the idea of, like, yeah, being able to, like, help yourself or, like, give advice or things like that, that kind of has to come from a place of experience, I would say, like, majority of the time. Because, mm-hmm. like, I think if you haven't been through something, it's not that you can't understand it or, like, don't know how it works or anything, but it would be hard to, like, help somebody out in that situation. Mm-hmm. That you are not only not in, but, like, haven't experienced either. Exactly. It's like, you can support someone and encourage someone, and you should do those things.
Exactly.
But I think on the side of, like, advice and, like, understanding, there is something to be said for sharing an experience.
Yeah. And there's something to be said about, like, it's not the end of the world if something like this happens to you. It's like, you can go out and you can experience and you can have this moment in life, this situation, and you can still be a full person, a whole person, deserving of love and all that.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that, for sure.
Yep.
Love.
Anything else?
Wait, I'm so excited. Let's talk more.
What would you like to talk about?
Have you started the book club book?
Nope.
Me neither.
Okay, great.
But I'm not worried.
I'm not either. I don't know what I'm going to do, because, like, I also am in the last few days before my paycheck part of the cycle, and I don't want to buy it, but I have to read it, so I'm gonna. But, you know, that's where we're at.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
It's really
It's too bad, awful. But that's where we're at.
I had a Christmas party 2 weeks ago. And it was really fun. I was at my friend Jordan's house and we played games.
Love.
And we had pizza. And then I had my work Christmas party last week. And it was so fun. And I had cocktails. Actually, had it was called Lady Guava.
Ooh, that sounds yummy.
Like Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Get it?
I didn't
it's
get
Lady
it.
Guava.
I didn't get it.
I didn't.
Is it Christmas themed?
No, it's just drink.
Oh.
It was Lady Gaga themed.
But- yeah. What's the drink have to do with Lady Gaga? Just
Lady Guava.
Just the name?
Yeah.
Like, does she like guava?
Maybe. No, I'm like, I don't think there's a thread here.
Okay.
So I had some drinks and I had some wine. And then for my dinner, I got filet mignon. And we all split appetizers and they were like deviled eggs. And so I got filet mignon with mashed potatoes. And then I got a hot fudge sundae.
Yeah.
And all of my coworkers just hung out and drank and had dinner, and everybody was so fun and so nice, and it was so amazing. And then we went back to Holly's house and had a bonfire.
Nice.
And then I went home and I showered and I went to bed, and yeah,
My creative outlet right now is making playlists. I'm making a wicked one where it's like
with just the album.
Where it's like No One Mourns the Wicked goes into like True Story by Ariana, which goes into like Someone Like You for Wizard and I, and that also has
Wait, that's really pretty.
That's really fun. And for like
One Short Day, it's Birds of a Feather and Two Most Wanted.
Ooh.
I'm like that's my creative outlet right now. It's like all the songs I love, how can
Wait,
I
Wait, that's really that's cool. Fun.
I told Jaden the other day, I was like, my realistic dream would be to like work at a zoo, but like my far out there dream would be to like make a jukebox musical and be able to write that and like add all the songs that I like and that I feel like tell
Absolutely.
A story. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That would be, I think that'd be great. I think you just should, as like an exercise, just like
right,
start compiling, like do that with like songs that you think would like work together.
To form a story. Of
to form a story. Because I've started doing that too. I've just been doing like, because sometimes I'll just write it in my notes app, or sometimes I'll just listen to like two songs that are like lined up in my liked songs or something for like no higher purpose or anything. And then I'm like, wait, this is good. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like thinking about it. So I started making actual playlists of that. Like I made one, and the title is Mashups That Would Make Me Famous. And there's only four songs on it right now, but there's like two that I know go together really well. And then there's two other ones that are very different, but they have the same title. And I think they would actually work together. Mm. I have another one that's like songs that are crazy that I would never play for other people, but that I really love. I've started just making like super specific ones, and it's really fun. I really like it.
I need to do that.
Yeah. Playlists are really fun.
I haven't made a playlist in a while.
I love
But I gotta
playlists.
Get back on that. Thank you for sharing that, Thomas.
Yeah. I started making a karaoke playlist too, because I've been going to karaoke more.
That's good.
And I'm like, what should I sing?
Whenever I want to sing, I just look up my musical mix.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Because
those are all the songs that I want to sing.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I've started doing that too. I have one playlist that's like, I have one playlist that's good for like singing in the car. And then I have another playlist of like songs I just want to cover. But they're very different. They're different vibes.
Yeah.
Like a song that's good to sing in the car might not be one I want to cover. One that I want to cover might not be good for singing in the car.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very specific.
Yeah. My friends, we hung out after work and before the holiday party on Saturday. And they, at dinner, were saying, Rose, you were so quiet today at work. And I was like, what? Like, was I? And they were like, yeah, I thought you were like mad at us or something.
Aww.
And I was like, okay, well, I was quiet at work, but then I made you guys all sing karaoke for an hour before we left. So, like, you know, it balances out.
Yeah. Like, us at Thomas when he's a little bit quiet in the backseat. Yeah. We're like, oh my God, why are you upset? Yeah. What's wrong? He's like, I'm considering things. I'm thinking.
I think I was quiet at work today too, but also I was tired.
Yeah.
I am tired.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
I've been playing Stardew. Too much.
Ugh, I love Stardew.
Okay. Also, I was going to say, I went to my brother's work Christmas party yesterday. Mm. They have like an open house and have food and desserts and stuff. And it's really fun. And last year I was the star of the show because I did karaoke.
Nice.
So they literally told me to come back, and I said, I'll be there.
And he said,
so I went to the party and I was talking to my brother's boss and another lady that was there. And like, we were talking, I don't know, regular conversation. And someone's like, oh, like, how's your son doing, to this guy? And he's like, oh, great. He's been working, like, that social media thing. And his son has, like, 300,000 followers on Instagram.
Wow,
and he,
nice.
Like, does comedy on TikTok and stuff. And then this other girl, who, like, they just met tonight for the first time. Like, we don't know, whatever. She's like, oh, my gosh, my daughter does social media.
Wow.
300,000 followers.
Wow.
And also the girl I knew from high school, which is crazy.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, okay, so can I be next then?
Yeah. Where's your 300,000 followers?
Because why are the like why am I in a room with two like content creators' parents?
Hit
right
them up.
Now? Like, I'm like, guys,
talk to them.
I didn't find a post freaking videos.
Native or you don't know?
Yeah, both of them.
Okay.
Nice.
The other, the first guy.
I just
guy,
said our city name by the way.
I'll
sometimes
clock
we
it, yeah.
talk about it, but sometimes we don't.
Well, you said Pasadena, which I thought was fine, but we never say.
We've talked about the
M-town.
Area, but
we've never
name dropped.
Yeah,
I don't think we should.
Agreed.
Which is why I said clock it.
Yeah,
stalkers.
Well,
yeah.
I wish.
We'll get there.
If someone
no,
could
like,
stalk
I'm
me,
like
please,
waiting.
That'd be really validating.
I'm waiting to get stands.
That'd
like,
be really. I would love to feel that
stands.
Desired. Yeah,
yeah,
to be stalked.
Right.
Harass
right.
Cut this out. They're local. Yeah. Local to the area. and so I've been posting more on TikTok and trying to do that. Because even if nothing comes of it, I really do like posting videos.
It's fun.
I really do like editing, and I really do like digging videos and talking to people. And even if I get no views, I still just enjoy that. So I think that's something I really want to
copy the video that you did the other day that was like, get to know me or something. It was really cute. And
I got a few followers from that.
Nice. Yeah. You know what's really crazy is I do feel like I will get interactions. Like I'll see like people will like my old TikTok videos or my covers and stuff. And I'm like, man, imagine what I could do if I like engaged with that and like actually like use that. But I just don't. I'm not a very disciplined person. I was gonna say we should
keep making TikToks for this and for this TikTok channel, but I am also turning over a new leaf
yes.
in that like I don't want to even like consider being famous. You know, like I feel like 2014, I was like, oh, I would love to do YouTube or whatever. And even for a second, I was like, I want to do Twitch. But now I'm like,
5 seconds ago, you said you wished you had a stalker.
That's fair. But that's not what I mean. That's not the fame part. I mean the being online part.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I think that's fine because I think...
The AI of it all, the business aspect of it all, the agent manager of it all, it just all is very...
Let me tell you this. First of all, we can do all of this without using AI. That's in our control to like not use. The business part of it, that sucks, and you do have to accept that part of it.
Yeah. No, but you hire somebody to handle the business part of it. Someone that you trust, somebody close
to you.
He
just said the manager of it all.
Yeah.
I think that'd be included.
But like, I agree. That would also be so frustrating to, like, have to deal with what, you know, like, being someone being in charge of you, like, helping you find stuff that you want to do and stuff sounds great, obviously, but it's so, like, you're not really, like, it's not a creative path anymore at some point, you know what I mean? Because after a while, you just have to find opportunities to do, like, ads and money making.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I also think that, like...
You like sponsorships and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think that... I guess... Yeah, I think you're right. I think definitely there's, like, a middle ground between, like the two...
And when I say the AI, what I mean, I think, is there's, like, less creative the more fame that... There's less room for creative freedom the more that the money depends on it.
I feel like yes and no, because on the one hand, I feel like if you like were going to start something organically and be like, here's my brand and here's what I'm trying to build up. And you are really like, these are the things that I'm passionate about. And this is my style that I'm like working on. Like people can like build a base around that. And then if they have other people coming in to like work with them, like on a team, they've already established what their like brand and what their image is. And then you want to like kind of keep with that. And then at least from that point of view, you're kind of... getting more opportunity to do more of what you do like and more of what is your passion. And so like if you have the style and the creativity in a way that you like already, they want to come in and build that for you. But I also understand what you're saying about like once you get there, then it becomes about money instead of like doing it because you're like passionate about it. And like it becomes like you have to make the money so that you can keep doing what you have to do, but that means you sacrifice the passion and like the joy of it for what's gonna make money. And so I feel like I think there's a middle ground between those where it's like you can make money off the things that you are passionate about that lead to more things that you're passionate about, you know.
I think you were saying I would love to do this for money or whatever, but also you just love posting and stuff like that. And whenever I think of that, I'm like, I do like posting, but also like there's less and less of me that I want to be online that I'm like, I also just love doing my own thing, you know what I mean? So it's just like that fun part of it isn't even what I'm looking for.
You're saying it's not that much fun for you.
The posting aspect of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's fine. That's why I think like it's important to just know that like the parts of that type of stuff and creativity that you do like, because I think once you know what you like, you can buckle down on it. Like I think Rose is like very good about like, oh yeah, I like posting this like get to know me video, and like I posted like an opening My Sunny Angels like unboxing video, and like she's found the things that she likes to do, so that's what she posts. And I feel like sometimes like that can build a platform all on its own because you're posting what you like, and so people are engaging with that because you're passionate about it, and then that just builds to more stuff you're passionate about.
I'm passionate about myself.
I know. And I think that's beautiful. And so I think like if you're passionate about stuff that like doesn't include stuff that you would want to post about, then that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of like the podcast, we're all passionate about that, and like, I think it'd be fun to like decide like what kind of content we like to make because like we like to yap and sit here and talk about it, and so we can but be like, "Oh, we'll make a video."
I like the yapping. I don't like the posting.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Which
and
I guess
agree with
isn't
that.
Exactly the conversation we were having, but yeah, that's
no,
what
but
I'm
like
realizing
that's a new branch
that,
of it that I think is fair because like when I'm talking about like my music and stuff, I love writing my songs. Yeah. I love playing my songs. I don't want to post about them and have to be like, guys, pre-save my thing, link in my bio. I don't care. I just want people to have it. I just want to do it, and then I want it to be out there, and then I want people to listen to it. I don't want to have to do any work that makes that happen. I just want it to be. So I do get that.
Yeah, but I think YouTube is your opportunity to do that, Faith. Like, yeah. Like, not necessarily, like, you releasing singles or stuff on YouTube. Like, I think that should still be like on a music platform, but if you're doing like covers and getting interactions and stuff, YouTube is a great way where people are only notified through YouTube.
That's
true. You
don't
have to do any advertising on Instagram.
That is true, because
and
I also
have
like,
an audience there,
it's
and
people
true. interact, and then that's your way to post without posting.
It's true, because I really need to like work on that too. I think one day what I'll do is like I'll just make like a bunch of videos in a day where I'm like
feeling
passionate
good.
And
at
feeling
least,
good
like,
about it
or
even
something.
Yeah, so that I can like have a few to like save up for it, because people still do like watch it and like comment, and like I get my little like monthly creators email, and they're like, this is how many minutes watched and this is how many new subscribers, and I always have new subscribers and I always have like people watching, and so like I just think I'm not very disciplined with that kind of stuff. Like, I just feel like it's not the most fun, so I don't devote any time to it. But maybe I'll change that this year. I think I'd really, and I say that every year, but I would really like to work on that more.
You know what? The, how we live our days is how we live our lives.
Yeah. And right now how I live my days is not posting.
No, but you're talking about it, and then you can talk it to existence.
Fair.
The more you start over, the more consistent you are. Yeah. Okay. I think about that all the time with like the gym and stuff or good habits. It's like every time that you start over, it's like you're getting closer and closer.
That's
fair. How you stay consistent, is starting over and over and over.
That's fair.
And then you mess up and then you start over again.
Yeah. And because it is fun and like fulfilling when I actually do it.
Well, and the other thing about being a content creator, and this is like so stupid, like, Rose, shut up. But also, like, I think about it practically and think that it would make so much sense for me in my life. Mm. Like, I already do so many things that people like film about. Mm-hmm. And like, I do so many like crafty things, and people on BookTok, like, I love reading. I do so much of it already. It's just like filming it and editing it, you know? And like, in the future, not anytime soon, but in like, when I want to have a family, it's also like, if I could figure out a way to stay at home and have kids and have a income that is not going to work. Like, I also just think, like, if I could figure something out now, it'll help me out in the future.
Sure.
You know, so I was like, just like practically, it makes sense to me. Like, why would I not be trying to post videos and make that happen?
Well, especially because stuff like that is like, you know, aside from time, it's like very low cost, because it's like you're making a video and it's like you have to invest time into it, but you know, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It can be free to like edit your pictures and post them and like take a little video.
Yeah.
And you're good at it and you enjoy it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just a matter of like being consistent, which I'm trying to be.
Yeah.
Trying to be consistent. But my main thing is it's hard to get a lot of content. Like, I just go to home and then I go to work.
Yeah.
And then I go home and then go to work again.
It happens sometimes.
So I'm also like.
Yeah. On one hand, it is like you do a lot of crafty stuff. But on the other hand, you also don't, because you're sleeping or at work, so it's
like
you
busy.
Don't
I know.
Time. Okay, I feel like you can turn that into content.
Well,
too.
I also think
like,
that like I can just set aside a day where I go to like 3 different places and hang out and take pictures and get stuff to post. Like, I also haven't really like put any thought
but
into
then that's
it,
also
know?
Expensive content creation's harder than you think it is.
Well, I was about to bring up
or
too,
more time
that, like,
it costs time, money, and energy.
And I was gonna bring this up, and I don't think you like need to or like should do this, but like plenty of people like reuse like video, like old videos and clips, or like repost it, or they like, you know, use
post
the same thing and post
thing
it a different day. Or like
or
like you make a post on your feed and then you post about the that post on your story.
I don't
like
that.
No, yeah.
Oh, that's where I draw.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you don't have to do that, but people do it.
I know.
And then that also takes away the creativity of it once you're trying to be more engaged, which is my, that's my little paradox.
Absolutely.
That I'm learning, that I'm
I'm
turning
like,
that leaf that I'm like, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
I need to like push myself a little bit more.
Yeah, because it's like one part of it is fun and the other part of it isn't. It's two sides of the same coin, and I agree.
Ain't that the
like,
truth?
I like yapping, but I'd rather do, like, when we were talking that other day outside of your house, that's fulfilling, and then we do it on the podcast and I'm like, oh, we have to post it and stuff like that, and I think that it does something in my brain that now I'm like, I'm not as proud of our sorry, listeners, I'm not as proud of our conversations online as I am of them when we're just us offline. You know what I mean?
Really?
I think I get what you're saying. Yeah. I feel like there's definitely, like, when we're talking in here, like, and I have to set up my laptop and, like, I set up our microphones and, like, we put our headsets on and, like, we talk in here and we make sure that we're talking into the microphone and, like, that we have something fun to say and, like, I cut out us stuttering or, like, whatever. It's not as genuine necessarily. And, like, it does have a different feel to it. And I still think we're all so close and, like, we all have such fun things to talk about that I still feel like it's valid and important. And, like, we talk about it outside too. Like, oh, when we were talking about this in the podcast, like, I feel like it's still, like, you know, valuable conversations and stuff. But I do get what you're saying, and I think it's true. Like, it's different when we're just, like, hanging out on the couch, like, at your house and having a chit-chat.
We still have good conversations. What I'm just saying is I'm not as proud of them because they're not as, like, genuinely.
You feel like they're not as organic.
There's not that magic there when you're, like, by yourselves and you're just, like, it's just us. Oh, my God. Yeah. LOL, teehee.
That's fair. I think that's fair. I think they're just different. I don't know that I feel like one is lesser.
Like, a lot of the stuff we talk about on the podcast is stuff that I already know or stuff that we've already talked about. You know what I mean? For the most part, at least.
I feel like, I think that's true. I think we definitely talk about stuff, like, we give an update on the podcast that maybe we've already talked about in person just because we see each other so much. But I also think there's always something new. I feel like I always say something that I've never said before, or, like, we have a conversation or a topic that we haven't picked up before. Like when we discussed Wicked, we hadn't, like, gone through most of that. I feel like we'd maybe talked about some of it, but then, like, we actually got into detail, you know, and, like, that's different and fun.
Yeah, I also think that as a podcast listener myself, I'm also not looking for the most interesting groundbreaking conversation that needs to, like, expand my mind. Sometimes it's just nice to have company in the car, and even if it's not exactly like what, like, how we talk or what we say when we're not using microphones, I also think people listening to us and hanging out with us and hearing our thoughts is really cool and important in its own way.
Yeah. Even and if I think it's fun because we still have both. Like, we have these conversations that we have for the podcast, and we also have our conversations off of it, which I think is fun too, because, like, there's stuff we can't talk about here because, like, we don't want to talk about too much, like, where we live or, like, maybe things that are too personal or something. So it's like we have some conversations here and then some conversations outside of it, and I think that's fun. Like, especially, like, when we did, like, Halloween trivia. Like, that was so fun, and we just, like, had a little chit-chat. We would never do that off the podcast, because why would we? But,
exactly.
Like, I think it presents, like, new opportunities for conversations we wouldn't have.
The other thing I would say... I forgot.
You lost it.
Stop it.
Forgot it.
Okay. I also think this was crazy. I don't know why it took me so long to think of it. I also think that, to be fair, we get as much out of the podcast as we put into the podcast.
And
I think if we did not have the crazy busy schedules that we did, and we were able to record every week and post an episode every single week, we would be progressing a lot faster. But I think that's not going to work for us. I think we do not have
We'd run out of stuff faster, actually,
well,
I think.
I was going to say, well, faster, what do you mean progressing? What do you mean by that?
Like, I feel like we would, if Thomas thinks that we have different conversations or we maybe feel a little bit anxious behind the mic or something, I feel like we would be getting to, like, our niche faster. We would be figuring out what works for us. We would be doing this once a week instead of once every 2 or 3 weeks, you know?
Okay.
We would have more time behind the mic and more time, like, chatting.
More time to practice speaking, but I think less stuff to talk about if we were...
Yeah, because remember when we hung out all day and then the next day we recorded and we were like, what do we have to
exactly,
talk about?
Exactly, yeah.
But also, I think, like... I don't know about you guys, but I feel like we have found, like, a comfortable rhythm. Like, I feel like I love that we just talk about our days and, like, what we've been doing, and that it's very conversational and, like, oh, I really wanted to talk about this new thing that was, like, happening in the news, or, like, I want to talk about this movie I just saw, or, like, how book club is going. Like, I feel like that's really fun, and I think people like that. Like, whenever I talk to Roman, she's always like, love the new episode. We were on her Spotify Wrapped also.
Shut
speaking
up.
Of, yeah. So.
I don't think we've ever been on anybody's Spotify Wrapped.
Yes, we have. No, we have, because remember, your friend.
My friend,
yeah.
Too, yeah. I have friends that listen to us. Yeah. Which I guess that's part of it, too, is that I'm just so, like, I already know what we're talking about. Like, or not that I know what we're talking about. I already know what you guys are saying in the moment, but I forget that, like,
other people don't.
People do actually listen to us.
Yeah. Like, we're not just talking into the void, you know? Mm-hmm. People listen to it and
also,
people enjoy
it. So funny on, like, a whole other planet, like, the funniest people in the entire world. So honestly, that can't come across over mics. obviously
sometimes that can't be captured by technology.
That
technology can't capture that magic.
No,
we're not
listeners,
gonna be as funny because
we're funny off the mic. We are so funny off the mic.
And the way we laugh, and the way every time I have to edit a podcast, there's always at least one part that I have to like edit down so bad because we laugh so hard we blow out the mics. I literally put microphone pop filters on my Christmas wish list for this podcast so that we can do whatever.
Not.
Yes, I did. And then my dad sent back and he said, "Where's the link?" And I said, "Here it is."
Period.
Are we getting a gift from
Maybe,
Dave
for maybe.
Shut
up. Dad, if you listen to this and you listen to it before Christmas, you're really under pressure now. You got it. This has to be under the tree come Christmas morn.
Oh my God.
Next
no
podcast,
pressure.
We'll just talk about all the times we've been funny off the podcast.
That
would be a long
guys,
podcast.
Guys, can we do a green tea pod hosts wrapped?
Oh my God.
Talk about all the funniest moments of our last
we
year.
We should.
You know what? I was actually, this is so funny too. Speaking of us being funny, when we last hung out at your house and what were we even doing? We were just sitting, we were crafting at your table.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Oh, we were talking about our shower routines, what we do, we were talking about like what order we do things in the shower, like when we shampoo, like when we rinse, all these things, right? And I don't remember what we were talking about, but we started like riffing on each other, just going along with the same bit. And I was laughing so hard I couldn't breathe. And I was recalling that conversation like yesterday, not even remembering what we had talked about it, but just laughing at the memory of how
you
hard we'd been
how you
laughing.
Felt.
I remember how I felt and I was having a really good time.
I wonder what we were talking about.
I couldn't tell you, but I just remember we had some good ones. We had some good ones.
Guys, talk to your friends about your shower routines.
Yeah, it's actually really
it's
important
so
data. It's really important data.
I want to get a pumice stone on the new year. Mm. In the new year.
That is a very achievable dream.
I know, and that's why I'm going
to
do it.
I'm really
happy
for you. I got a new loofah. So.
I don't use loofahs.
I know you don't, and I didn't ask. I actually wasn't asking. I was actually talking about me. Thank you.
What do you use?
A loofah.
Period.
A pink loofah.
Nice. Mine is like sage green right now.
Cute.
How often do you get new loofahs?
I try to do it like every few months, which I probably could do it more. I don't
I
know how often.
Do it like twice a year, maybe.
I know. Well, I used to do it like not often at all, but now I've been doing it more often because I would wait till they like fell apart, and I'm like, that's probably too long.
Yeah.
And also because I feel like, you know, they're always moist. They're always a little bit wet, so you got to kind of, you know, take charge of that
manage.
Situation fast. Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
What were you going to, what?
I don't know. I used an African nut sponge.
Yeah, we know.
And it's just so, it's like antibacterial.
Okay. And so how often do you like get a new one? Ever?
I put it in the washing machine and I get a new one once every like 5 years.
Okay. If you can put it in the washing machine, that's different.
You
so
can.
Yeah, that's great. I'm happy for you.
It's amazing. Everybody, next time
get me one for Christmas and I will use it.
African nut sponge. Maybe I will.
Okay.
The website that I buy them from, they're like $6 and they're sourced from Africa.
I do like that.
So maybe I'll get you guys each one.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
I don't
pink
really
and
like
green.
That.
Oh, you've said that. You've said that you've used it before.
Yeah.
I've never used
it.
So.
I was. I said my mom's had them before and so I've used them before.
The exact same one that I have.
Oh, I don't
know. She said, fuck your African
No, literally,
sponge.
You think my mom hasn't gotten stuff sourced specifically from Africa?
My sister ordered African nut sponges on Amazon, and it's not what I have.
Okay.
It's a whole different material. People
and
just
it's
call
worse
it an
gross.
African nut sponge,
okay.
And it's the same material as a loofah.
Then
like, that's not
then.
What it is. What?
Then I'll just get my loofah then.
That's what I'm
she's
saying.
She's saying that
that's
the African
wrong.
Nest sponge is not all the loofah
are the
material.
Same as the loofah. I
no,
say.
Are not the
no,
same.
No, are not
the off the ones that
yeah,
aren't.
Yeah, the fake ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
the
we need to stop talking because I understand what you're saying.
No, we're all on the same page. We're all on the same page. Well, I'm happy for you and your African nut sponge. Go on with your bad self.
Go on with your bad self. Go on with your lavender shirt. That video.
Yes,
yeah.
Go on. Be great
with
your
lavender.
I love that video.
Yeah.
So funny to me.
What was I saying?
We were talking about the African nut sponges.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Great.
Yeah. I think we can move on.
I think
then we
so.
We were talking about shower things and I was talking about laughing so hard and I also want to share that TikTok can't be banned because it is so funny and I find so much joy in it. And I watched this video yesterday that had me crying laughing. I think I sent it to you guys, but it's like and I've seen a couple more since then, but it's like this guy, he's holding his chihuahua in his hand and he like flips it around, like spins him in
I
his
saw
hand
that.
And the sound effect is very funny, but it had me dying laughing because my dad, like if he finds like a little dog and it's like on a tile floor, he wants to spin that guy like on the floor, you know?
Yeah.
And he was doing it to like my uncle's dog and like having a blast with it. So now whenever I see videos like that, I'm reminded of him. And I'm like, this is a new one for you to try. Because I laughed out loud watching this video. And so I sat them down on the couch and I was like, Mom, Dad, you have to see this. And I showed it to them and they had a very good time with it.
You got to learn how to do the, because people do the, like with their pens all day, right?
Yes. They spin it on their hands. Yes, yes.
You got to have to like learn the technique.
It's that. Yeah. It's so funny. Me and my family have we have a text group chat and we have a group chat on Instagram where we just send animal videos to each other. And it's really fun.
I think I could like delete all of my social media if I wanted to, but then I'd be one of those people that are like, I'm going offline and ew. I don't want to be one of those.
No, I think you just have to have a happy medium of like, you have it and you can be on it, yeah, whatever.
Right, but now like, I have you can also I think disengage a when you happy level of it, but I was thinking, yeah, the other day if I don't know, all of the internet blew out or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I do think like if the day came where we were like there was no social media or something, we would all be fine. Yeah. Like we would be okay. It's fun, but like we'll be fine. Yeah. But I'm thinking already of I want to post something soon. No, I was going to go a different direction actually. Oh. But that's okay. We can talk about that after. I was going to say I also like curating my social media so that it is actually things that I enjoy, and that's one thing that I do like about TikTok is that even though it's a little scary because they catch your data like no other, they know what I like.
Yeah.
They know what I like and it's fun.
They know the things that I like that I shouldn't be watching too though. So that's not great on
TikTok.
And that's
tough. And that's where the self-control comes in.
Instagram I think is where I find better stuff because it's all Ariana. Yeah.
And I think for that it's like maybe a little bit less curated to me so I don't spend as much time in there, which is also like...
Yeah, it's crazy because they're both curated for me, but just very different.
Very differently. Yeah, very different, for sure. I get a lot of like suggested... I do think one of the worst things they did was put suggested stuff in your home feed. I think that's annoying. I want to see the people that I follow, and I want my suggested stuff to be separate.
Funny enough.
You like it?
I don't care about the people I follow.
That's tea.
I went on an unfollowing spree the other day again, and I was like, too. I don't care about any of these people.
You know
people.
What? I unfollowed like 100 people. I feel like I try not to follow like,
I was mad when it was suggested stuff and not just everyone that I followed. But now I'm like, I don't care about any of these people anymore.
Well, I think I just like the option of like, I do like that on TikTok there's a for you and there's a following so that you can like,
I do
both.
Like that, yeah.
But yeah, like I was going to say also, I like being on Instagram because I feel like I follow a lot of like artists and stuff. Like I follow a lot of like, you know, like I get a lot of recommended like crocheting or like bookbinding or like watercolors and like painting and like cool artistic stuff that's actually really fun. And like I started following a couple of different accounts that do like really cool like edits and graphic design and stuff like that. And that stuff is fun because it makes me be like, ooh, that's like kind of a style that I would love to incorporate into my creativity and like inspires me to like do a collage and stuff like that. So I feel like that's fun because sometimes I'll see something that I think is so pretty that I'm like, I actually have to put my phone down and like, I have to go paint something. Like, and I think that's fun too, because it inspires me outside of just social media. It also makes me want to like do other things on my own. Is that all we have to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
No last thoughts? Y'all done?
Wow.
Love.
You guys feeling good?
Yeah.
Said all you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Last episode ever. Call it good.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's it. We had a good run.
And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.